I think it was back last summer, we checked in with Dan Jenkins, who was heading off on an interesting journey. He's opening a whole bunch of pickleball locations all over North Texas. The first one's enormous in Plano. I think it's 15 courts. And they're sort of in a soft opening right now of one next to Galleria that's a little bit smaller. And I guess there are more to come. Dan Jenkins is by nature a real estate developer, but now he's the pickleball guru. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again. Welcome back. Nice to see you again. And yeah, it's pretty exciting times building all these facilities and trying to keep up with the demand and the growth and doing it right. That's really hard in an emerging market, emerging industry. Figure out how to build the right facilities, the right price, provide the right amenities to the club or for the members. And yeah, it's been an interesting journey.
But you've got a gun to your head, don't you? I mean, this is really hot. And you've got to, because I would imagine there are people nipping at your heel.
That is correct. There's a lot of people out there trying to get into the marketplace. But we're fortunate because of that real estate background, that history. We'll have 43 courts under our ownership here by June of this year. 15 in Plano, 11 here in North Dallas next to the Galleria Mall, and 17 courts over in North Fort Worth, South Keller. So, 17 courts over there. So that's 43 courts under one ownership in North DFW. So I think we can rightfully say that we're leading the pack, and we're making quite a lot of noise, and the team that we've put together to run these clubs and take care of the memberships is super strong, and I think we're well positioned. It's been an exciting time.
Well, you're a veteran now.
Yes.
You've got one open, and you've got 6 months under your belt. But you're new to this business anyway, so what have you learned so far?
My goodness, every day we're learning something new every day. What have we learned so far? I mean, from everything, from, you know, the right pricing, from how to build the courts, to the hours of operations, to the staffing, and how we make sure that we're creating a business model that's sustainable while at the same time creating a membership experience that is premium versus all the other clubs, events, I mean, and marketing, every aspect, construction, finding the real estate, negotiating the leases, from a tenant perspective instead of a landlord perspective, every aspect. I mean, I could write a book almost on every aspect of the business and the journey that we've developed. Because it's a new industry.
Yeah.
It's a new industry and everyone's trying to figure it out. But as I look at our facility here in Dallas, which I hope people come see, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely perfect. It's been super well received. The staff is super friendly. We've got 5-star reviews on Google from the GM that's here. So I think, you know, we're getting a lot of things right. We still got some things to figure out, but we're working really hard every day.
So what's the pattern? Is it like bowling? I mean, the bowling had, you know, I think of that because it was hot when I was growing up and people would kind of come by and you'd bowl a couple of games. But then there were serious bowlers and there were leagues, and then you had food and you had beverages and you had the camaraderie that developed around it, and it became sort of a lifestyle.
This is definitely the way of pickleball. Pickleball, we're all about using pickleball to create communities. It's a very social, interactive game. There's two markets that we're kind of pursuing, or that we're pursuing. One is the avid pickleball player that's already addicted to it and understands the lifestyle, understands the camaraderie, understands the fun of competition. And then the other market is the people that don't know us, and we call them the pickleball curious. And so we've got special programs for pickleball curious people that want to experience or find out what the buzz is all about. And then we bring them in, give them a safe environment, comfortable environment to learn the game. We started Plano with essentially no beginners. Our beginner club, if you will, in Plano now is up to like 250 people. They're on social media, messaging each other, coordinating their times to play together. It is an addictive sport in terms of all aspects. Some competition, some camaraderie, and a nice culture to hang out in. So it's working. It's happening.
Also, from a real estate standpoint, it's a great way to reuse some empty big box locations. And that's what you've done twice. The one that we're sitting in, I think, was an Incredible Universe. I can't really remember. But it was. But you're going to run out of big box locations.
That's a little bit of the secret sauce, David. So there are what we call secondary markets or Class B box space. There's actually quite a lot of demand for that. Part of our vision is to create facilities from the ground up, particularly in the high growth areas such as Grand Prairie or Colleyville or North Lake or Frisco, where the big box, the empty second generation big box spaces don't exist. And you know, if you don't have the ability to build it ground up, you're not going to have a financial model that works, because the rent the developer is going to want is too high. So we are strategically looking at high growth, high quality locations as the second phase of developing the business by creating brand new facilities and using that real estate background to do that.
So you're talking about this thing having legs. This is not a fad.
I don't think so. Judging by the smile on people's faces and the stickiness of beginners coming and experiencing it, and not to mention the youth. I mean, we haven't scratched the surface on the youth yet. So I think there's a lot of stickiness to it, and a lot of legs to it.
I don't think of this as a youth sport. It started out, everybody I knew was in sort of their 50s or maybe 60s playing pickleball.
That is a phenomenon that's changing. And our demographic is getting younger and younger, and we've seen it in the numbers in our memberships. And the youth in, I don't want to give away too much secret sauce, but it's a huge opportunity.
And there'll be leagues. So next up is you move west, right?
Yes, sir. It's technically Fort Worth, but it's on, it's right on the border, right next to Central High School, that's in the Keller School District. It's on Kroger Avenue. So it's right there in the right between Fort Worth and Keller.
So you look for population centers. Do you have to be close? How far will people drive to play pickleball?
Yes. So again, that's a little bit of a secret sauce. We have a demographic, an area that we like to target. But yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about that.
Okay. Well, I'll be back. Well, we'll watch the expansion. Well, it is. I wanted to see it myself, and it's a beautiful facility. Looks good. And I see some hardcore players out there, and you're still in your soft opening period. So we wish you a lot of luck.
Yeah, thank you. Our grand opening. Everybody's welcome. January 11th. Come down to the Dallas location, just north of the Galleria, 14060 Dallas Parkway. Love to have you. Love to see you.
All right. Dan Jenkins is the head of Pickleball Kingdom for North Texas and joining us again today. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.